We're joined today with Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper. Wanted to bring him in because today is National Police Officer Memorial Day. How are you doing today, Chief Tupper?
I am doing well. Thanks, Zach.
You've had over 30 years in the law enforcement profession, and just, you know, thinking back on those 30 years, 30 plus years, what does this day mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me. I've been blessed with a great law enforcement career, and this profession has been my life. It has been, it's meant everything to me. It's provided so much for me and my family, and my dearest friends are all in this profession. Unfortunately, I have known some people that have lost their lives in the line of duty. That's really hard to deal with. It's hard to deal with for the communities that it's impacted. And I think that this is a great day for us to just remember those who sacrificed everything to keep their community safe. And this is just a very special week for me. And it's hard to put into words, to be honest with you, because I get emotional when I think about it. Police Officer Memorial is the only memorial that I'm aware of that keeps growing because we're adding names to it every year. And we have a lot of great people serving in this country as law enforcement officers. And any given day, they can make the ultimate sacrifice. So May 15th is always an important day just to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their communities, just again, so we can be safe.
Man, that's a really, really cool thought about the memorial. I never thought of it that way. That's the only memorial that is continually changing year after year. Do you know the last fallen officer, or if there has been one with the Marshalltown Police Department?
Yeah, there has been one with the Marshalltown Police Department, and it was many years ago, we just profiled him on our Facebook page not too long ago, and his name's escaping me, Zach, so we'll have to look that up, and I can get that to you. It was, I think, in the 50s or 60s when it last happened here in Marshalltown.
Okay, because Sheriff Phillips then shared in, I think it was the late 1970s, there was a jailer that had been shot as well. So it's been a long time here in Marshalltown. 30 years kind of thinking over your time, what has changed maybe relationship-wise between community and police officers, or what has changed in the profession over your time being a police officer?
Technology has changed everything. When I started almost 32 years ago, there was hardly any computer equipment in the police buildings, and there certainly was not very sophisticated equipment in the police vehicles. And technology has changed how we do our job, and we walk around with computers in our pockets and computers in our cars, cameras everywhere, police officers wearing cameras everywhere they go, making a video of everything that they do. So technology has been the biggest change that I've seen. I think the professionalism of the people that I work with, just the professionalism in the industry has been enhanced over the years. The training's better. We're hiring highly skilled, highly educated people. We're training them up, and it's gotten to the point now where we're doing so much training that, you know, sometimes our officers wonder when they're going to find time to cover their shifts, to be honest with you. There's so much required training, but there's so much additional training that we do every day to just make sure that we're doing the right things for the community. And I think that the focus on the community has definitely changed for the better. When I started in the early 90s, there wasn't a huge focus on serving the public or serving the community. You answered your radio calls and went about your day. Now the focus every day is to make sure that we're providing a quality service to the community and building quality relationships in the community.
Do you think the advancement in technology and better training has created a safer environment and a safer job, or, you know, each community is maybe unique?
Well, I think our officers are better equipped to deal with violence and better equipped to deal with the dangers of the job, but I think that the job is still very dangerous. I don't think that that has changed much. We're blessed here to work in Iowa, and we don't see a lot of violent crime, and we don't see a lot of violence against police officers in Iowa, but it does happen occasionally. And I don't know how we're ever going to be able to remove the threat of violence or the danger from the job. But I'm certainly more prepared today for a dangerous situation than I was 32 years ago. And I know that the police officers that we're bringing into the workforce have the advantage of better training, better equipment, so that they can better handle a dangerous situation should it arise.
Well, Chief Tupper, you know, all the time that I've gotten to know you over the years, it sounds like we've got the right guy in charge right now. And I know things like MPACT have really changed the way the community also interacts with you guys. And I think that's a great program to hang your hat on. Is there anything else on a day like today that you want to say to just really highlight police officers and the work you do in our community?
Well, I want to say thank you to everybody that I work with, everybody that I have worked with over the years, but especially everybody that works in the Marshalltown Police Department. It's been a tremendous honor to serve this community as police chief and to work alongside so many dedicated professionals. So I appreciate everything that they do. And we focus on police officers this week, and we should focus on police officers this week. But let's not forget the civilian support staff, the crime scene investigators, the 911 operators. It's one big team in the law enforcement profession, and we have a great team here in Marshall County.
Awesome. Well, I should add,
we appreciate the support that we receive from the community, Zach. This community supports public safety like no other that I'm aware of, and we feel it every day, and we want to say thank you to the public for everything that they do for us.
Yeah, as a resident here, I think, you know, you being open to an idea like MPACT just shows your flexibility, shows your leadership here in this community, willing to try something new, and it's been wildly successful. I know I just said it, but that program, I think, is going to be huge for this community in the long run. So thank you for allowing that to happen. That doesn't happen without you and your leadership.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's just a great example of what this community does, though. It's innovative. This community is built on innovation, and we've been innovative in the police department, and I appreciate the support.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time today, and thank you for what you do in our community, and thank you for the team that helps you make it all happen. So thank you for your time, Chief Tupper.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.